We get to finish this hour of the exchange with some music. Tomorrow is First Friday, the day of our First Friday Arts segment, and we mark the occasion with something like a First Friday Eve. We bring in Josh Gross from the Rogue Valley Messenger, where he's the music editor, for a segment featuring bands coming to the region, which we call, like his column, Rogue Sounds. Josh, good to see you once again.
Good to see you once again, Jeffrey.
So, January, I have a sneaking suspicion this is the month when a lot of arts organizations take it a little easier because they had a pretty crazy December. Is it that case with touring bands as well?
I mean, yeah, you'd think those lazy farts over at the OSF, they're like, the show must go on, except in January, apparently. Come on, guys. What's the deal?
Right.
No, so there's two philosophies from touring bands. One is the Buddy Holly died, so I don't want any part of it, because that was a whole winter thing. And it's cold out, you know? I can't blame them for that. It's a lot cheaper to tour in summer. And the other is like, hey, there's nothing else going on, so we can be the only game in town. And I've subscribed more to that philosophy myself, which, because it's true, there's nothing else going on.
So own the stage.
Own the stage. You can be a lot of the best shows are like a Tuesday in January, because everyone's like, this is the only place that's open. I'm just, so everyone goes there, you know?
Uh-huh. So. All right, let's actually get music before we even discuss what they're doing. So Brothers Reed is the first act we're talking about here, and Darnell can pop that up
for us.
Yeah,
pop it in.
GNDNC, my friend. I can achieve by the end. If you should not see me again, just feel the breeze and listen to the wind.
That's some lovely harmonies in there.
Isn't it?
Tell us about the Brothers Reed.
They're the local boys, and they're putting out their third album this week. It's called Three. They were both the core members of a band called Buckle Rash, which is a big rowdy like bar band. And they just wanted to gig more than Buckle Rash allowed them to, so they decided to start an acoustic side project, just the two brothers, Brothers Reed, Aaron, and Phil. And they did this album of just really nice sort of stripped down folk harmonies. And then they did a second album, which had a little, where they started experimenting with a little more full band orchestration, but they're still kind of searching for their sound. But on this album, Three, which we have a review of in the upcoming issue of The Messenger, that comes out, I think, oh, it comes out today, they really, I think, found their sound. And it's really leaned a little deeper into the country Americana world than the sort of indie folk that they started with. But it leans really heavily on just beautiful vocal harmonies, good heartfelt songs, and done with a nice full band orchestration to give it a fuller sound. And it's really, things really picked up for them. They've got like guitar sponsors, national tours. But I really think this album is a good one. And they're releasing it this weekend. I want to say the 6th.
I have the 6th on my list in front of me.
Oh, cool. Cause that's what I've written down too. We have the same information. Okay. Apparently it has been confirmed. The Brothers Reed will release their CD, 3 at the Talent Club on January 6th. And I know the tickets are scarce on that one, so if you're interested in it, I would jump on that as soon as possible.
How many people can the Talent Club fit? I live in Talent.
8. And
no, come on.
No, I think its capacity is somewhere around 100.
Okay. But yeah, it looks like a small place on the outside.
Well, you know, it's like the TARDIS.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's actually true, though. It does feel a lot bigger on the inside than it looks from on the outside. But it's a good place. They've actually got probably one of the best stages in Southern Oregon. They rebuilt the stage last year, put a really nice sound system, and it's got a good dance floor. It's a great place to see live music, and I'm hoping to see a lot more of it out of them.
That is the Brothers Reed at the Talent Club on January 6th with their CD release of their third album, which is called Three.
Three, and check out The Messenger this week for more information on that.
Josh Gross is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the music critic for the Rogue Valley Messenger, and he joins us once a month for this segment we call Rogue Sounds, where we get to hear some sounds of bands coming to the Rogue Valley and environments. Second up is Macalethal. Let's hear some of this.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Very good.
This is going to be delivery or carry out?
Hi, I want to order pizza and Yelp says you're a good place. But I got a long order that's quite serious, so wipe that smile off your face. I can see it. I need a pepperoni pizza and a Jiffy.
Okay. Is that it?
Hell no, that ain't it. Stay with me. I need a combo and a couple Supremes, a couple deep dish pizzas that'll bust through my jeans. Send a 20,000-inch meat lovers where the cheese is gooey, and a female driver that'll feed it to me. I need a margarita pizza with some buffalo mozzarella, a taco pizza pie that you can cover with sauce and peppers, a Detroit.
Okay, I think we get the idea. John,
this is an actual prank phone call, by the way.
Is this really?
Yeah, yeah.
Get out, really?
No, really. You can look it up. This is we got this from Mr. Lethal, Mr. Mac Lethal's YouTube channel. where he does a different thing every week, and a lot of them are just sort of like experiments in rap. And he's really a master of the fast rap. He was a guest on the Ellen DeGeneres show for being like fastest rapper.
Uh-huh.
He did this whole thing going through the alphabet, where it's like each letter he got a little bit faster, to the point where some of it you can almost barely articulate, you hear, understand what he's saying. But he's really amazing, and just hyper literate. He's from the school of like hip hop that's just really into dense, complex, wordy, verbose, and kind of intelligent, oftentimes bookish rhyming. But with a little bit of tongue in cheek. He's from Kansas City. He's come through the area a couple times, and it's just super fun. Super fun stuff.
Well, I had to laugh because in the newsroom yesterday, when John Baxter was assembling these cuts that you'd sent him, he was really laughing about this one and shared it with the news. This guy's ordering a pizza and a wrap.
Yeah, no, and it's a real prank call. And he actually gets into like, it gets weird. At a certain point, he's like, I want a Game of Thrones pizza with dragon meat. You know, like, and it's he goes deep down the rabbit hole.
So with his literate stuff in here, does he pre-write this stuff? I mean, or is he the kind of guy who can just spit out lyrics as he's going?
Something like that, you definitely got to pre-write. I mean, I don't know much about his freestyle game, but I know that most of the other stuff is pre-written. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that, you know?
Yeah, if he can do this, I mean, so this is Mac Lethal playing Where and When?
He's going to be at the Bamboo Room at King Waz on January 7th. Along with some great local acts, DJ Ruckus and Holographic Girl. So the best MC in Merlin.
Is that a good title to hold?
She's pretty amazing. She was on our local music compilation last year. She actually played at the launch party. She's been kind of like keeping a low profile for a while to work on her new album, as I understand it, and is just making an appearance to play with Mr. Mac Lethal. So I'd jump on it.
Okay, that's Mac Lethal at King Waz in Medford on January 7th, which is Sunday. Let us hear from the next act here, Lumbercat.
Lumbercat. I've been trucking around this lane for far too long. I can hardly feel the difference of what it means to be alive or dead, except when I'm around you. When I hear my train creep on by, I hesitate to leave again.
I do hear a banjo in there, don't I, Josh?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I think it's the law now. You must have at least one banjo in every band.
Everything just seems to be crossing over. There are just so many different things. Yeah, it's hard to really define a genre now.
It is getting a little bit trickier. There's a lot more hyphenates, I think, than there used to be. The borders are a little blurry. These guys, I think, are from an interesting school, though, of... you know, one of the things that the internet has allowed beyond sort of infinite access to anything for consumers is infinite distribution channels for creators. And that means that, like in the olden days, you know,
right.
20 years ago, the only real way to be a musician was to go to population centers. People would maybe retreat out to the woods to like do writing, but you wanted to perform, you wanted to do things. You had to like be out in the population centers. And now there's, since the internet allows distribution on a lot broader level, you get a lot more bands that are coming from rural areas. And I think that's bringing in, it's strange that like technology has allowed access to more rural folk influences, but that seems to be how it's working, because there's been this big boom in sort of like these guys are from Walla Walla. I think they did some time in Tulsa before that. But they're hitting the touring circuit pretty heavy, but they're able to bring in that sort of like those folk influences, that rural sound, and bring it out, you know, into more metropolitan areas for touring. But something they probably wouldn't be able to do in the pre-internet days.
But it's interesting to think in the terms of the influences that you had that formed you as a musician in the first place. You can still stay close to those.
Yeah.
Instead of having to rip up your life and move it to a big city where there's a recording industry and all these new influences get in and change your music.
Well, what's especially interesting about it, now we're going to get deep into the meta, is that there's been a lot of research that's found that like country music is really popular worldwide in places that as they begin to urbanize, and because a lot of the music is nostalgic, like written nostalgically for the sort of like simple days growing up on the farm.
I miss the farm, sure.
Yeah, it's something like that. Which is why like Dolly Parton is apparently huge in Africa. But what's interesting about the sort of current wave of Americana versus sort of like more traditional country music is that they don't necessarily have to go into the urbanizing areas to make that happen. And I think that's part of why there's this broader roots influence that's spreading out right now, is that people are able to sort of like keep some of those influences that they were core to their youth, but put a little bit of their own spin on it, but not necessarily have to sink deep into the like, man, I miss, you know, being out on the farm.
All right, yeah. So Lumbercat certainly brings some of that to the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to be appearing at Oberon's?
At Oberon's, January 13th. And I've heard, I hadn't had a chance to see it myself, but I've heard that it's just a good sweaty dance party live show. So.
All right, sweaty dance party. We love
sweaty
the term.
Dance party. Yeah, come on, January. You got to sweat a little bit.
That's right. You got to sweat.
All together for warmth, people. It's going to be a cold one.
Hill Stomp, our next act. Got me these two women. I must admit, I was at least as curious about Hill Stomp as anybody else because I had a chance to read up on them in advance and find that they're punk blues.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These are the guys. They play a mean hubcap. You think I'm kidding, but I have, like, his drum set is like hubcaps and like rig drums and like all buckets. First time I saw him was like sitting on a bucket playing a washboard, like kicking a box. Uh-huh. Like, and that was a basement somewhere in Portland. And they just have so much energy and presence live. And just really, and this song is from, I think, their first record, Grave Robbers Blues. I just like it so much, that riff.
And is it just two guys?
Just two guys, yeah. It ain't broke, don't fix it. Power Duo.
Uh-huh. Where are they from?
They are from Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Or the sticks around Portland. I'm not actually entirely sure.
Uh-huh.
Probably should have read up on that ahead of time.
Well,
that's why you're professional, Jeffrey, and I'm, you know, work for a sort of like volunteer organization.
Because I ask the tough questions, right?
You ask the tough questions.
Yeah.
Where are they from?
So does everybody have to have influences? I mean, it seems like in this world today, you can pretty much just pick, you know, if you know enough to play an instrument, you can pretty much just go ahead and make your own stuff.
I mean, sure. Yeah. it's kind of like the trick question when you say, what are your influences? Everyone has, musicians like to then list everything that they've ever listened to as some sort of like virtue signaling, you know, to like establish their street credibility. But you don't need influences, but they certainly help guide you in a direction. You know, I mean, geez, your influences could just be like, you know, I like the way that I felt when I was standing at the stop signal earlier, and I'd like to write a song that feels like that, you know. So, I mean, sure, it's tricky.
All right. Hill Stomp is going to be where?
They're going to be at the Sound Lounge in Grants Pass on January 18th, and that's going to be another banger. To use the parlance of the Miley Cyrus.
Oh, the same thing as a sweaty dance party? I might be
yes,
too old
it is,
to
yes,
stand these
yeah,
terms.
Exactly. It's a banger.
Okay. Fossil Youth. Our final set.
Yeah. You're the shrapnel in my side. I'm shot by love.
That's some yummy guitar work in there.
It is, yeah. Fossil Youth, they're an interesting group. Someone I was talking about earlier about the idea of just like things going out into the rural areas being able to sort of live on because of the internet. They're another example of that, slightly more modern. They're really, like, emo is really having another moment right now. Like, it was, you know, it was big for like a hot second in the early aughts, and it's kind of been coming back in the last couple of years because they sort of things tend to work their way inland, you know? But, they work their way inland, and then they can sort of like proliferate out to the people who are all like, oh, you know, I liked emo and I was sad when it went away, but guess what? There's all these new bands. It's like that whole, like, people are like, why don't they make new classic rock? Well, it's like someone is out there doing it now, and you can find them on the internet, and, you know, so you get these styles that kind of move inland. These guys are from Oklahoma, one thing that's interesting about it is sometimes it takes that long to really perfect a style. Like, sometimes the innovators of it, they don't really know what they're doing yet, and it takes it filtering, you know, through the Midwest for people to really get on. These guys, they've got a great storytelling style. They've got a really nice blend of like kind of grungy driving bass, but like nice, like clean guitars. And some sad bastard lyrics, as they say. But, you know, it's big. It's good. I like it. It's good rock. Good rock. It's interesting.
Fossil Youth at King Waz on January 24th.
Yeah.
And that's also at the Bamboo Room. Didn't that place used to be called Herm's Hideaway? Like way before your time, I know. But it's just interesting to see all these places, well, that are live music venues.
See, Jeffrey, they're just very influenced by Bamboo.
That's what it is. It's a bamboo thing. Let's get through the list again. Brothers Reed, CD release show at the Talent Club on January 6th.
Yep.
Mac Lethal at King Waz in Medford January 7th. Lumbercat at Oberon's on January 13th.
Yippers.
Hillstop at the Salad Lounge in Grants Pass on January, is that 18th?
18th.
All right, and Fossil Youth at King Waz on January 24th.
Yep.
Great lineup once again. Josh Gross from the Rogue Messenger, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, glad to be here.